Video games are hard. It is episode 20, and I, Average Trey, have got 20/20 vision, baby. That's right. I got LASIK surgery, and it actually, I didn't go blind, so.
That's fog.
That aside, we got my co-host, Adu Williams, and a special guest, SB underscore runs. What's up, dude?
Yo, what's good?
You know what? Going into this, we did the same question with Jill and dude. What, like, one-on-one conversation-wise, what do we call you?
SB?
SB underscore runs, baby.
Do you want to talk about your username and your, like, what has happened over the years?
I mean, it's not a very interesting story.
No?
But
why did you kill off SB Electric?
Oh, yeah. I guess we could talk about that.
Sure.
Well, I think, like, my username, SB Electric, went back to, like, 2013 when I was, like, kind of, like, a couple years into, like, YouTube and stuff. And that was just, like, the username I picked for stuff. But, you know, once you had it for, like, you know, 5+ years, sometimes you're like, well, do I really want this name?
Oh.
And then it's like, you know, there's other people who are, like, electric. And then the thing I couldn't stand was people adding in, like, the extra E after the B. It's like, dude, that's not my name.
That would get annoying.
SB Electric.
Yeah, it just drove me crazy. So I changed it after, well, like, years.
So to do a proper intro, so this is SB. This is our long pal of Super Mario Sunshine, one of our community members, one of our community compatriots. I don't know, that sounds
compatriots,
good. Compatriots, yep. I like that. A pillar of the community.
formerly famed, as you can see if you're watching the YouTube video, Chaos 120 Shine speedrun record holder. But more recently, actual 120 Shines world record holder.
True.
The first 253 ever. Good job, man.
Thanks. That was a run.
Yeah. I watched the end of it. I watched the victory speech. I was sitting there going like, okay, we're waiting for his victory speech. We're waiting for a victory speech. And the closest I got to a victory speech was, what did I just yank out of my ass? And I was just like, good. This is a good.
That's a solid start to a speech.
This is what I wanted. So that's.
Dude, I gotta listen to the speech now. Could you summarize for me?
I just ascended to the ethereal plane. That's pretty much what happened.
So, that's like, I know that going into Rico and into your 120 world record, we can talk about it a little bit. Going into, like, the second last segment of the run, the best possible time was just barely 253 or, like, not even 253?
It was, like, 254.05, I think.
Yeah.
And I just yanked out, like, the most insane Rico I've ever played.
Out of your ass, specifically.
Yeah. Specifically out of your ass.
But basically.
So, like, I was actually talking to a few people about your run. And can you talk about, like, maybe there was a specific strat that people talked about where they were just like, oh, that's really specific and it's weird that he went for it or whatever. Do you not go for the durian kick with the hover usually?
No.
You don't go for that?
No.
Huh.
Wait, are we talking Rico 8?
Yeah, Rico 8.
Yeah. In my run, I went for it. At that point, I was just like, balls to the wall, dude. I'm like, I'm doing everything now.
I think that Nindita used to make fun of me for not doing that. People don't realize, though, if you miss that, it's like a huge time loss.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
What I prefer to do is I kick it a few times and spray it to him, and then I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what, dude? If I'm going to finish this off strong, I got first try durian. This Rico was sick. I'm going to try to make it as sick as I can. Although I didn't do the Yoshi clip at the end.
Ooh,
okay. Oh, you did the Yoshi
clip. I could have.
Really?
But I was too scared at that point.
Is it specific? Or is it like...
You just hover backwards into the corner and it like either works or it doesn't.
Oh.
Oh, wait, we're talking not like the underneath the platform one right now.
No, it's just like the 120 one, yeah. After the M.
Yeah, I've never even done that one before.
Yeah, it's sick. It's just kind of risky.
It's funny that, like, I've been playing this game, or, like, we all accumulate, we can go into, like, how long you've been playing the game, SB, in a bit, but, like, Trey and I have been playing for 8 years, and there's still things that I'm just like, I don't know what, like, what clip you're talking about right now. I thought we were talking about the clip underneath.
Most of it is, I haven't really followed 122 closely ever since I quit playing it early 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know, like, some of the Flicker routing stuff that I've seen.
Yeah, but there's still, like, things that I've never heard of, considering I've been around for that long. Same. Maybe. Yeah. And like, I've been playing all Plaza Blues lately and trying to learn some blue coins, some specific strats. And
oh, yeah, I remember helping you with some of that.
Sid, I helped you learn Jelly Skip.
I had a fleet of SB, the current world 120 world record holder, Shadow Mario 27, Average Trey, and Iced Windowsill, all former 120 world record holders, just sitting in the chat going, like, yeah, this is how you do it. Or, like, just helping me out. And I'm just sitting there going, like, I don't feel like I deserve this.
I had one of those moments where, like, I know how to do Jelly Skip, obviously, but I couldn't visualize the inputs in my head.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew was that for sure you always directly hold control stick all the way up.
Yeah.
But I forgot what you did with the hover nozzle. But the hover nozzle, you just stop hovering when you clip in, then boom.
You have to, easy. I've learned that you have to wait just a little bit further than just clip in.
Yeah, like you just got to get a feel for it. Like, right after Mario sort of disappears and you let go of hover.
I love that we say get a feel for it so fast after
get a feel
ginger,
for it.
After the ginger guest app, we just get a feel
See,
for it.
We don't know if it's like you do it 8 frames after you clip or 7 frames after you clip. We just get a feel for it.
Yeah, you just get a feel for it.
There eventually. You go, ginger.
Yeah. And so SB.
Yeah.
So, like, in the relay a couple years ago where it was, like, Boomer, Zoomer, Humor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were a Humor.
Yeah.
So F?
I'm pressing F for the Humors.
What happened to the Humors?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know. Or I don't remember.
SB, you want
to
explain?
You want to tell what happened to the Humors?
I don't know. What happened?
I mean, you're the most likely to know out of all of us.
What do you mean? Like, when you say what happened, what do you mean? Like,
am I thinking of something else?
I don't know.
This is the relay where the Humors fell way behind, right?
That was so long ago. I don't remember.
And I think it ultimately became just like a race between Zoomer and Boomer, because I think like Ramato might have died in Piazza 5, and then like I think Gogo was messing up Bianca 6 like crazy.
Mm. Oh, I vaguely remember. Yeah.
This was a bad question, sorry.
Well, no, I was just mentioning, like, Trey and I would fall into the Boomer category, right?
Let me apologize. I'm apologizing on behalf of Sid's question. I apologize for that.
I didn't have a question. You made it into a question.
I did? Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
So, Trey and I would fall into the Boomer category. We've been playing for 8 years. So, when did you pick up the game? Like, let's go into SB. Hey, SB, how's it going?
Hi. I
think we've gone into SB like 3 times now. Let's do it for real.
Yeah, let's jump in for real. We talked into the 120 run. We jumped into the whatever.
Yeah,
we can jump into his past. We can jump into how he started with SMS. Like, we've been around for however long. We've been since the start of SB, so.
Yeah, so without further ado, let's jump into SB. Hi, SB.
Woo!
What's up?
Sorry, this is just funny. All right, so. When did you start playing Sunshine again? It was like, what, 2016 or so?
It was the end of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the thing that got me into it was, like, well, let's back up even from there.
It
goes even further back.
The thing that got me into speedrunning was actually, I had been following Seth Bling on Twitch.
Oh,
so,
the Minecraft
like, he would
guy.
Play Minecraft and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then one day he picked up Super Mario World. I'm like, shit, this looks interesting. And he was doing Credits Warp. I'm like, what is this? You know, I watched some other people play Credits Warp. I watched some other people play Super Mario World. I eventually find, like, Yoshi's Island and this game, Super Mario Sunshine, that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I actually found Dutch J first.
Oh, yeah.
2016, that was, like, prime Dutch J activity.
Yes.
His white layout.
The whitest layout I've ever seen.
The whitest layout I've ever seen. So bright.
Yeah, so, like, the end of the year, I just started doing runs. Yeah.
Getting into it. Yeah. What's happened to the Super Mario World runs? I haven't seen you run that in a while.
Occasionally I'll play it, because it's cool.
Yeah.
I totally forgot you played that game, and that's right, you did.
Like, mm-hmm. I played 11 Exit, I played all castles, I did, like, a couple 96 Exit runs.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with Shines.
It always baited me. It's like, I'm doing 96 exit runs. I'm like, oh, it's Super Mario World.
You remember,
yeah, that game's
what,
hard, dude.
What rank is your 96 exit PB currently?
I don't know. It's like 150 or something.
Like, I think that's probably super active now, right?
I mean, yeah, SMW is pretty popping. Like, you know, they have like the weekly restreams. Like, they've been doing it for longer than we've been doing it, because we've only been doing it the last couple of weeks, but SMW's been doing it for like months or like a year. Yeah, it's like 96 exit weekly. It's crazy.
I feel like Sunshine weekly activity and like streaming it versus restreaming it kind of comes in waves.
Well,
yeah.
But now we have like restreamers within
the SMS
community.
Yeah, we never had that before.
I feel like we've restreamed weeklies before, right?
Yeah, but like
it's a long time ago.
It's been like paper with like half committing to it or.
Yeah, so we don't include paper.
Yeah, it's just kind of like these random swaths of people. But like Lego seems to be committing to it. Like just before we're recording right now, JJ and I did commentary for the weekly that SB actually won.
Oh, yeah.
You say, oh, yeah, it was half an hour ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, I do recall me winning that, yeah.
But, yeah, we I don't know. I think I could just, like, slide into that commentary role, like without any extra, like, me having to set up a stream or anything like that, not having that on my shoulders, just being like, oh, you have to talk about Sunshine for an hour and a half? That's so easy.
Yeah, we were just talking about how it's a lot more interesting to commentate a big 80% raise versus a 1v1 80% raise.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I 100% agree, because there's actually a much higher likelihood of like little meta races inside the race to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, kind of hype.
Yeah. In this race, we were talking about SB. We actually were very complimentary towards SB during the race.
Yes.
And what'd you say after the race? It's just like, you were flushed.
I was flushed emoji.
As we were talking about just like super highly of SB while he was like destroying everybody in the race. But like we were finding little things to compare it, like Despin versus Derp Space, or just like random mini races between the race, and commentating a 1v1 is just very like either they're close or they're not, and when they're not, it sucks.
Yeah, that's why like the only competitive format you really want to see is like bingo,
mm-hmm.
because it's like mm-hmm. there's actually stuff happening. It's not just like, oh, you know, player one lost 2 minutes and now the race is over.
Yeah. But we still have to watch the next half an hour.
Yeah.
I remember Stelzig always advocating against bracket format 80% tournaments and instead being like, it makes a lot more sense to have a large pool of racers than maybe have like multiple of those and maybe you get like a point system or something going.
Yeah.
We never got around to that, but that actually would work pretty well, I think.
Right.
That's a great idea. But like... SB, what do you think of just participating in any percent race? Like, I know this is for all, like, you've participated in any percent races in the past or any percent tournaments.
Yeah.
But, like, this is for purely spectator we're talking about. Like, the commentator commentating 12 different gameplays is a lot more entertaining than just 1v1 and whatever. What about participating in one?
It's like... playing the game can be fun, depending on my mood. You know, I don't really care if it's one format or another. Mm-hmm. Just like, especially with like a race call, you know, just like mess around and stuff and have good conversations with people.
See, I feel like on the spectrum of Reed to who's the least resetting person? Maybe it's USB.
Me.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like you're like super on the low reset end, so I feel like racing probably doesn't feel too different to you.
True.
Because it's like, I'm probably going to finish a run anyway. So
if you lump me in, I think it's me.
Yeah, probably you.
Yeah. But honestly. But that's any percent. That's a different, it's a whole different beast.
Yeah. I mean, that's like because you're doing one any percent run every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you may as well finish it.
I guess I'll finish it. go for it.
So yeah, after you got the 120 record, do you have plans on pushing it further, or like what other categories do you plan on doing, SB?
I haven't really decided. You know, I kind of want to take a break. I kind of want to play other games.
That makes sense.
I've just been kind of chilling the last few days.
How long and how hard were you going into this 120 grind recently?
It's been like on and off.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to remember when I had, it's not like I ever like stop. It's like, you know, I kind of like switch and do something else.
Yeah, it's always sort of warm for you though.
Yeah.
Dude, I see that.
I'm the exact same way. Like I never shut off 96 Shines and I'm never like not going for it, but sometimes I'm just like I spend 2 weeks doing something else and mm-hmm. then I come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's about how it's been since probably like a year ago when I got my 257, honestly, mm-hmm. like on and off. You know, after I got my 114 in January, I would say that's when I was kind of like going back and forth with 120 and some other categories.
Yeah. You got the, what, the, you had the 96 record at some point. You had the 96 record for longer than I've ever had it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you had it by like a couple seconds for 7 months or so.
Yeah.
And then Sid like destroys it and has it for less than a day.
That's yeah, how that, goes. Was pretty, classic that was pretty honestly people. Sad to see. Yeah.
Whatever. It happens. Yeah. But yeah, you had 79 for a while and like.
Yeah, I had all blues for a while too. I had all three. Yeah. I had those three like a year or two ago and then also a few months ago at like the same time. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, your place in the SMS community is very interesting to me because I was talking to somebody, like I talked about it on commentary with JJ an hour ago or whatever, but I was talking to somebody and they were talking about how you were one of the great players right now. Like just S like amongst all of the bigger names, like, oh, JJ and like just the faster players, Nindide and then SB. And you were mentioned. And I was sitting there going like, you snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Like, I've always acknowledged you as just kind of, like, around my skill level or so. Like, maybe a little bit higher.
I think SB has, like, the consistency over most people.
Yeah.
See, I think that I used to be Mr. Consistency, but then once I started implementing more intense strats, I sort of lost that touch I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes with the territory, though. You got to learn some bullshit to get a better 114, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But JJ and I were talking back and forth about it, and he was just like, yeah, like you're just very goal driven. Like you set your goal for like 114 and then you go and like you'll do it. You'll eventually like get it. And same with like sub 3 for 120 shines, and you just keep picking at it. And like we weren't trying to say it in a diminutive way or anything. Or like,
oh, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like we weren't trying to talk shit about your gameplay or anything like that. It's just like, you're just very consistent. Like you'll never lose time. Like we were complimenting how much you don't lose time and then you died.
That's the commentator's curse.
Yeah. But you still won the race by like, what, 3 minutes? And
yeah, you know, last week's weekly was way closer than this week's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just depends on the week. Yeah.
I feel like whatever
you said, like watching a bunch of people at once, you get to see all the different races in between there, but 1v1, anything could happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's actually absurd to me how I feel like every other race JJ joins, he gets a 114.
Yeah.
It's like that kid's unreal. I don't know he's nuts.
So what do you think of that perspective on your Sunshine prowess? Like the just consistency over everything or just like very goal driven. Like what do you think of that perspective?
Well, I'm going to preface this with I'm way, 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 way more of an RTA grinder than like an IL grinder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do ILs for practice and stuff, but like
right.
Not for IL's sake. Really.
See, I recently fell into the trap that I'm starting to like points more than any percent record clout.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah. Man, I could really grind the RTA version of these ILs for run's sake, but I kind of want those points, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're too alluring.
Yeah, I've always been
what you're saying
RTA.
Is you're not as allured by the points.
Yeah. Now, actually, when they first added the points, I'm like, oh, boy. You know, this is going to this is gonna make things awkward, you know? Like,
that's pretty awkward.
People are going to be... But I wasn't a fan. I'm like, I've come around. You know, mm-hmm. I've had my ups and downs. That's the IL stuff, but we don't have to get into that, really.
We can if you want.
Well, I mean, It is what it is at this point.
Fair enough.
Okay, yeah. Well, like, it's funny how, like, the more you talk, the more I, like, not sympathize, but, like, I feel the same way about the things you're talking about. Like, sure, I commit more time to, like, hundreds ILs or whatever, and try to improve the record, but I couldn't give two shits about points.
Yeah, true.
Like, I'm just sitting there below Reed, and Reed, what, when the last time you did an IL? I'm just chilling.
Well, you see me, I love points up to a certain point. You see what I did?
Yeah, you said point twice, I get it.
Yep, see, puns are my specialty. See, I like points as long as my points are higher than Nindide's, and he stops passively passing me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I pass Nindide, and then doing absolutely nothing, then he catches back up just because people keep bopping me, but not him. I was like, what the fuck?
You know, that's what's carrying me on the IL sheet at this point. Like, I have such a good, like, the only IL I put time into was, like, GBS. And I still have, like, second or third place.
Oh, yeah, you had a sick GBS, that's right.
And I'm just, like, getting all these passive points.
I'm actually really proud of my, I think I might have the best Dutch J Spray Yossi spot GBS IL.
Oh.
Because I have a 26 with those strats.
Honestly, Dutch J Spray is my main for any percent. It's really
how
sick.
What percentage of the time does your coconut cooperate with Dutch J Spray?
I want to say like 80-ish percent.
Okay, I'm just making sure it's not 100 because I swear sometimes I spray it just right and nothing happens.
No, sometimes like, I get stuck in the tree and have to spray again. It's like, come on, dude. Just
yeah,
get
that,
out.
That's the if that
we got
if
work
that didn't
to do.
Happen, You know, sorry, go ahead.
How much time does Dutch J spray? What is Dutch? Is that just the rollout spray into the tree?
Yeah. You just spray the coconut with the rollout.
How much time does that save?
Oh, it's like preference.
It's preference?
So it's faster than the slow version of tree climb, but probably comparable with the fast tree climb throw strat.
See, I still jump on the mirror.
Yeah, jumping on the mirror. That's actually theoretically the fastest, but it's pure RNG.
Yeah, so, like, it's like a middle ground where, like, you know, you still have some RNG with the Dutch J spray because it doesn't always land on the same part of the ground. And, like, that varies, like, it can fall on, like, the slope part of the green spot and, like, go faster.
True.
It's like a middle ground, really.
See, it's more because spraying is inherently less random than just, like, a spam spray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's increasing your likelihood of a decent coconut, and it's still pretty fast.
Well,
so.
See, you want to talk about spam spraying? You want to talk about how not RNG spam spraying is?
Whoa. I want to hear this hot take right here.
It's consistent. It's consistent. You just have to press R at a very similar time and wake flood up enough.
Doesn't a random seed or something determine exactly where each droplet's going to go?
I don't know.
I don't think the droplets go the exact same place every single time.
Droplets are RNG.
Are they?
Yeah.
Like the edges?
Yeah.
Or like just all of
where
them?
Where each one goes.
Oh.
Where every single one goes.
But like,
I've spam sprayed like, you know, like the Rico plant. I've had it where like all the particles miss him perfectly. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, that's why Pinafore sucks. You'll be like spam spraying the turtles hella and then it just so happens that, like, for three in a row of those sprays, it somehow missed this one, and now you lose 10 seconds.
You just got to do it better.
Oh.
just get good RNG.
I do, like, Serena 100s and stuff, and that's very spam spray dependent for, like, torches and shit, and getting the coins to spawn. And I, like, if you get a feel for, like, how much you want to wake up flood, I feel like it's not consistent, but like it's consistent-able, right?
You can take measures to like increase your likelihood of torches working.
Yeah,
I mean, the more you spam spray them, the higher the chance it works.
There you go.
But in ILs, you don't have the opportunity to just spam spray all the living daylights out of a torch.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have this like part of my brain that's just like, it's not the game's fault, it's my fault. And I much prefer thinking that than to be like, oh, the droplets weren't with me this time, reset.
So you're saying that I shouldn't hire a nerd and break the illusion for you?
You could hire a nerd and break the illusion for me.
There's a really funny meme. Have you seen that, SB, like in my chat? Where I'll be like, what? Yo, I should just like hire a nerd
to like
tell me. I don't know why it's so funny. There's like this really funny thought experiment, if you will, where it's like, you know, we could solve Corona early if we just hired a nerd to figure it out. How has no one just hired a nerd yet and figured it out?
Yeah.
It's also, it's double funny because it implies that none of us are the nerds.
We've dedicated 25 minutes. We're talking about Super Mario Sunshine speedrunning into the weeds, into the talking about the water droplets. But yeah, we're not the nerds.
Yeah, we're the chads. We're below nerds.
We're below the nerds. But yeah, I don't know. I could talk about Sunshine all day. But do you want to go with our first question, Trey?
Yes, sir. So
you got it.
As the guest on this amazing podcast, we have some old reliable questions we always go over.
Mm-hmm. Is this hazing?
Pretty much, but you know, don't think of it that way. So to the best of your ability to remember, think back, Jimmy Neutron brain blast to the past. What is your first gaming memory you can think of, just in general?
Just being a gamer.
First gaming memory.
Mm-hmm.
Probably playing PC games with my dad in like the late 90s.
MS-DOS, by any chance?
I think it was Windows 95.
Okay, I had that too. Okay.
What, Cat Trap?
Huh?
Was it called Cat Trap?
Was it Cat Trap?
I think it was...
Mouse Trap?
Did you have the game with the mice and the cheese?
No.
Because Sid and I were, and also Ski Free. Did you have Ski Free?
Not really.
Didn't that come with Windows or something?
I don't remember. All I do remember was we played, you know, like the Driver series, like the racing.
I don't know the Driver series.
Well, it was like the first Driver game. It was like for PC and PS1 and stuff.
Okay.
And you would play that with that.
We played there was a World War II dogfight simulator game we played. There were other racing games. We just played a bunch of that kind of PC games.
Did he have like? Did your dad have the like pilot controller setup?
Where we had a joystick. We didn't have anything fancy. Yeah, It was like the Microsoft Flight 3000 joystick or something.
I remember a buddy of mine, his dad having it, and I was like fascinated by it. I was just like, this seems like the coolest thing of all time.
Oh wait, was that the guy who had the flight simulator? Yeah, we were talking about that the other
well,
week.
Well, like when I say flight simulator, I think it's about the same as SB's talking about. Just he had the joystick and he had a headset on. Like that's kind
of I didn't have anything fancy, but you know, it was fun.
Yeah, Trey and I were going through very old Windows games the other week. Like we were before the Ginger Pod because we were talking about what was it? What's the pinball game?
Oh, 3D Space Pinball.
Yeah, we were talking about 3D Space Pinball and going through the old sound effects of just this like late 90s video game. And we're just like, holy, like just so much nostalgia coming from that for me, because my mom was used to be obsessed with it. And like I played it every so often, but wasn't nearly
as good. I actually have a pretty sick memory about pinball.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going back to like, it was like freshman year of high school or something.
Mm-hmm.
I took like a word processing course or something, just like a generic computer using course, just because it was like some bonus credit or something.
Mm-hmm.
But like it was so boring, and like I would finish my like projects and stuff in like 2 minutes because it was like the easiest class ever. So the rest of the time we would like play flash games or like pinball or something. So this one time I'm just like playing pinball, and I started to learn how it worked. And one of the times I managed to get 13 million points. That was like my proudest pinball achievement.
That sounds like a lot.
It was sick.
Yeah. Which version of pinball?
It was the Windows XP one.
What we were talking about, 3D Space.
Yeah, so it is 3D Space Pinball?
That's the one everyone plays.
Everybody knows 3D Space Pinball. It's crazy. But yeah, we were going through all these older... Windows games the other week, and we went into is it Cat Trap or Mouse Trap or whatever?
Isn't it called like Rodent something?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I think it's Rodent's Revenge, right?
Oh, Rodent's Revenge. It's the one where you play as a mouse and you're trapping the cats into a 1x1 block, and then they turn into cheese. So you have to then get back into there, into where you trap the cat and get the cheese to get more points or something.
Yeah, if you squash the cheese, you lose your points opportunity.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a genius game.
Uh-huh.
And we were just like going into it the other week. We were just like watching gameplay of it and being like, oh, I haven't seen this game since I was 8.
And then we were also curious if it was possible to escape the monster in Ski Free. And it turns out by using some weird exploit where like you move perfectly horizontally for a few seconds and then like zoom way down, you can actually get past it. But it's supposed to be the end of the game. So
yeah, I've always acknowledged that at the end of the game. I was just like, oh, I can't.
But there are hard ways around it, believe it or not.
I'm using a glitch called jump.
Classic.
That reminds me, there's an old, I remember a video for Sunshine way back in the day. I don't know what this podcast has become, but whatever. I remember seeing an old video for Sunshine talking about like an exploit in Serena, and it was just like this poorly recorded gameplay of just this guy running around with Mario in Serena. And you know the fence that's on the left side of Serena Beach outside the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like ran around and he was just like explaining this trick or whatever and doing these weird movements and then jumped over the fence, and he's just like, okay, and that skipped 7 minutes. and I was just sitting there going, like, this is after I started speedrunning the game, and I'm just like, what the hell is this shit?
Have I not seen this video? That's hilarious.
I don't remember, like, it was so long ago. It was like 2014, 2015, and I just remember seeing it and being like, like the colors were washed out.
He just jumped over a fence and said it saves like 7 minutes.
Like he was doing like little small jump spins or like double jumps, and he's just like, yeah, if you just maneuver it this way and get around and then you hop over the fence, you just save 7 minutes.
Dude, I was under the impression that I've seen every good Sunshine shit post, but apparently I missed one. That's so funny.
That reminds me of like the stuff for like Unlock Luigi by like running around the pool in the courtyard like 12 times.
Well, you see, except in those ones, they actually are trying to trick you. This just sounds like a joke to me.
Oh.
Where it's like, oh, yeah, clearly that doesn't save 7 minutes, but sure.
Because you're just in Serena Beach. Yeah, so it's like, you can jump over this fence. You don't have to do anything. But yeah, you saying use the trick called jump made me think of that. I don't know where that came from in my brain.
That comes using a trick called jump. What was that from again?
The mystery cheese.
Yeah, the mystery cheese, right. I was like, I wasn't sure if it was the one Rat made or that one, but yeah.
Oh.
Good times.
Dude, Rat made some weird-ass shitpost Sunshine stuff.
Rat had some bangers, for sure.
I like when he ported the Offspring into Bianco.
Oh, yeah, into the ROM hack that he had me play. Yeah. There's literally just a song from the Offspring that's in Sunshine instruments. It's so funny.
So good.
I think as long as you have like any MIDI file, you can convert any file to Sunshine instruments.
Yeah, I think he said it was a pain in the ass, though.
But it can be done.
Yeah. So.
What was it? I was talking about ROM hacks yesterday or the other day, and somebody was in my chat talking about how just like how long would it take you to get any percent if you had to collect coins along the way, or whatever? Like how long would it take you to get a 112 if you had to, if like the pathway was filled with coins? Because I'm just so obsessed with 100 coins. Or like, I was going through my golds in my ILs yesterday, and I have 2 red coin shines and 2 hundos. So I'm just like, I'm just obsessed with coins, apparently. And like the suggestion was just like for somebody to make a ROM hack of any percent, and for like the optimal movement, just fill it with coins. And just like, how long would it take for me to get a 112? and I was just like, that's a funny thought, but I still suck.
Well, that's like implying that we don't already know what the best movement would be.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm attracted. I'm the mouse trying to get the cheese in Rodent's Revenge. You know, I want that cheese. I want those coins. You know,
yummy coins.
Well, to be fair, I think that. Making a ROM hack of the game where you place coins in a perfect line to take is more likely of Sid to do than to actually watch a video.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be fair.
Yeah, and it's just like if there was a ROM hack filled with hundos and box games, just box breaking challenges, I would play the rest of my life. The rest of my life is done.
Dude, how has no one made custom box game levels?
Right?
That seems so obvious.
That's kind of woke.
Like the box game one is the shape of the Shadow Mario M.
That blows people's mind whenever I say that.
Yeah. And then the box game two is just kind of like, I don't know, just
some
stacks.
Some towers.
And then box game three is just bigger stack, you know?
Box game three is like flipping you off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I guess so, yeah, if you really think about it.
That's true.
But nobody's made a custom box game ROM hack or anything like that. And
well, I mean, I'm holding out. There could be one in Eclipse coming out at some point.
Oh, yeah?
I have not played that yet. I want it to be on Nintendo. It's like emulator only.
My number one hope whenever people make ROM hacks is that it's Nintendo and it's compatible.
Yeah.
Because we Sunshine Runners do not enjoy playing on Dolphin. It just feels kind of weird.
I honestly not like it at all.
I don't like it one bit.
No, sir.
I know that some people play on emulator for practice.
Not for Sunshine, though. That's kind of...
Didday was.
There's like weird, unavoidable input delay on Dolphin, I swear.
I know that Diddy was doing emulator for Plungello practice or like Plungello IL's like work.
Yeah, in theory, it's sick, like because you can use like save states, but there's some wonkiness. I mean, the latest betas, I think, are way better than just like 5.0, but
yeah,
it's still kind of wonky, I think.
I don't think they ever fixed. For some reason, some of the games that I have on Dolphin have like no input delay. I think Tricky's that way, but Sunshine just always has this input delay for me. I don't know why.
Are you really the professional of sensing input delay now?
I definitely am. I know
are
when
you?
It's there. Yeah.
Well, like we were talking about the past couple of weeks, like we used to play on LCD TV, and you wouldn't have really acknowledged the lag for that, like way back in the day. But like now, you're just the arbiter.
Well, yeah. They literally, when all I ever knew was LCD TV, how would I know anything? That's all I knew.
Well, I know. I'm just asking.
Comparison of like, what's that like symbolic thing where it's like, imagine the people sitting in a cave and they're only shadows on the wall or all they see are the shadows.
I remember the story.
They're forced to look at that wall. All they know in the world is that like the world is a bunch of shadows moving around. That's all I know. that was me only knowing that amount of input delay. But when I switched to monitor and instantly noticed, wait, my inputs are going through way faster. Then there's actually like the best way to detect input delay is just like really like confidently press a button like as fast as you can.
Yeah, confidently
and
press a button.
You will notice like the delay it takes for it to go through.
Have either of you ever confidently pressed a button?
I have a few times, yeah. Usually I'm kind of unconfident, like, you know, maybe I shouldn't press this. Okay, anyway.
That was a very interesting analogy.
Yeah, thank you. I don't have it. Wait, okay, do we have any questions for SB?
Hey, SB, what do you want to talk about?
We're kind of YOLOing this.
You want to talk about?
I was chiming in with stuff.
Any pressing questions on the matter?
I mean, not really. You're just kind of going with the flow.
You want to talk about your 120 grind? You want to talk about your not like your 79 haphazardly just kind of getting the record and just kind of having it just for months and months?
With 79 thing, that was just like an offline run I did with like a really big mistake in the middle. I'm like, no one's going to notice this. That's fine. Sure, whatever. Like,
and then you had
a couple people called me out on it. They're like, you know what? Like, I've been playing some 79, and like, it's easier to like bring my sum of best down below the record here than it is in 96. I'm like, I don't know why that could be. It's like,
So you're saying that 79 was less optimized than 96?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I wasn't going to admit that at the time, though.
I don't know if it's still true, but I like to be involved in that.
I like this idea where you can like keep the optimization of a category secret because no one actually watches that category. Like, no one knows this big mistake is in here. No one's seen this run. So it's really optimized, guys, I promise.
Dude, it is really impressive going into, like, you do use world splits for 120 shines. So yeah. You're within 3 minutes of your world split Semibest now. Or like close to it. Yeah.
And yeah, it was like a 2.5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's still really impressive. And I was looking at my 96 shines Semibest. I just got my 96 shines Semibest to just below 2 minutes and 26 or 2 hours and 26 minutes. Oh, nice. And I was just like, yeah. And I was just like, oh, but he plays within 3 minutes. And I'm just like, he uses world splits. I can't look at that. I can't compare that because I can't play within 3 minutes of my 96 shine Semibest. That'd be insane.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. What would that be? That would be like 228.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Gross. Imagine.
so much to do well in a row, you know? But yeah, you it makes me think. We were when I was talking about, like, after the redaction of whoever, like the people that were at the top of the heap to get records back was you and I.
Right.
And you were the first one to get it. So, like, how does it feel to be the first one to, like, of the smattering of people aiming to get the records back, you're the first one to actually take a record back from the main categories?
Yes. How does that feel? You know, I feel like I'm doing my civic duty. You know,
I feel like it was your destiny to get this record.
Yeah. Like, you know, the records haven't been taken. Like, I was like 2 seconds off record before Redacted took it for 120. But, you know, it never stopped my goal of 253. So it just kind of really didn't matter. Because, like, my goal was, you know, whatever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the whole world splits thing, I could go into the whole world splits thing.
I would love you to go into.
You know, I used to use world splits like a long ass time ago, back when the route would change like every other week. Because, like, you know, I'm tired of changing these because, like the levels always move around. I'm going to stick with world. And that way I don't have to, like, change that much. Right. But you're still using world now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I use world splits for everything now. Mm-hmm. Besides, like, category extensions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That are, like, 2 minutes long. But I like them a lot. Because it's like, you don't have to focus on every second or, like, every couple minutes of time loss. You know, you lose 3 seconds on Rico 1. You lose 2 seconds on Rico 2. It's like, bro, like, I don't want to see that. I don't care.
And people are so obsessed with Semibest that it's like, it's such an unrealistic projection of what you can get with, like, all level splits.
Yeah.
That I don't really see much of the point. Like, it's kind of a fun thing to be like, well, I didn't get a PB, but at least I got some golds. So other than that, though, it doesn't really do much.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to make splits because you only have, like, for, like, even for 120, it's like 18 splits. That's it.
True. Yeah.
And then, like, you can make custom paces. You don't have to go through, like, 96 different splits and put times in if you want to compare to something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just way easier, you know?
Well, see, I don't know. I like having for, like, hundos and stuff. Like, I love just trying to improve my hundos golds and stuff. And if I lumped them all into a world split, it wouldn't be nearly as satisfying. But I did, back in the day, use both. Like, I would, at the start of a run,
I remember that. You had, like, two sets of splits open, and you have, like, I got a world splits gold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't just use, like, sub-splits?
I don't know if they still don't do that, but they don't have it, like, you can't have a gold for your world along with the sub-splits.
Oh, I see, yeah.
That would be great if I could just have two different sets of live split.
Internally, the data's all there. So in theory, if you're good with, like, coding, you could make, like, a plugin that does that.
I'm not.
But I don't think anybody's done that.
Just get Woofers EFG to do it.
At Woofers FG1.
That would be so sick. I would love having that. But I don't want to sacrifice the episode splits for the world splits. And it gets got exhausting when I used to do that. Because it was just like every single run, I'd have to start two sets of splits, and then I'd have to remember to turn on my global hotkey for each ending. And I kept missing splits, So I was just kind of like, whatever. And then I just kind of eventually gave up on it.
I think the main thing... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's preference, you know? That's whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
That's what speed reading is, right?
I would prefer having both, though.
Yeah.
But it's just... It's too much for my brain. I would prefer
hiring a nerd to do one for me, and I'll do the other.
let's hire a nerd.
Let's hire a nerd to make a plugin.
How much do nerds cost?
You know, they kind of, it's a very volatile market, hiring nerds. But, you know, we'll see.
You can pay less for a dumber nerd.
I still need to get someone to put the memory card in for me.
During Corona?
I was just going to say that.
If you get them in rope form.
Ooh, that might actually be viable. But yeah, what I was going to say was that, like, I would stick to level splits mainly because I use auto splitter.
Oh, yeah.
And it would kind of be... assuming I stick to the blue text box method, because there's so many blue text boxes coming up every single level, like I would probably, it makes more sense to just like do it every single level then.
Yeah, that's true. I personally
There is a way around it. You can technically set a timer for each individual split as to when it's able to split again.
Oh.
So if you know like
they hired a nerd.
Roughly the length that a world split's supposed to be, you could have it so that it's like, oh, don't do auto splitter until like 25 minutes from now.
And then it can do it. Still kind of sounds wonky though.
it's doable, but you have to like make a custom length for everything. And like you might do it so fast, it's too fast for the thing. It's kind of weird. So,
if you're using auto splitter, I would say just use the single splits.
Yeah.
But I personally don't really like auto splitter, but that's just me.
It's a pain in the ass to set up. Once you got it set up, it's great.
Yeah,
but you know, from what I've seen, it's neat. It's accurate, right?
I want the tactile press the split.
Yeah, I have a foot pedal. That's,
believe it or not, it's personal preference.
SP I use has a foot pedal.
Yeah, it's sick to like kick the ground. And you're like, damn, I just golded. Shit.
See, I would consider the foot pedal approach, but I already have just like such limited USB real estate right now.
Oh,
true.
It'd be like one more thing I got to like plug in, and it's like, fuck.
You just need a USB hub.
I
got a powered USB 3.0 hub. It's pretty sick.
I've got a hub, but I feel like it's kind of sketchy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the ones with the external power. Otherwise, they kind of act weird.
I think I bought like the cheapest one possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, it works most of the time.
Hey, cheapest one possible is how you get through life sometimes. Yeah, you get the cheapest nerd possible.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I guess while we have like a little bit of a lull, I may as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make the episode all about me right now.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about my LASIK that I got, my new eyes.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Well, actually, so it's the same eyes. They didn't like remove my eyes, but new ones.
You have
then.
Different eyes. You got green ones now.
We got the exact same eyes in my face, in my head, on my face, but they shot me with a laser and then now I can see.
Perfect.
And it was an interesting experience. So the whole surgery itself only took about like 10 minutes. There were two different rooms. You go into one room, they lay you down perfectly flat. They like raise up your legs with a pillow for some reason, maybe like to make you more comfortable or something.
Okay.
They like slide you under this giant ass contraption that Lord knows how many nerds it took to build that.
So many nerds. They
hired
so many
nerds to build that. And it's like beforehand, they like put all this numbing eye drop stuff in your eyes. I was kind of worried because I wasn't really sure if it was like numb enough. I was like, I bet I'm going to still feel this. I don't know. But I didn't feel a thing. Like this little like ring sort of like closes into your eye and like holds your lids open.
Oh,
like you don't, it sounds disturbing, but you don't feel a goddamn thing.
You see it though.
You see it happening before you.
Oh.
And it's the weirdest thing is that everything is so numbed that like you feel like you're still blinking, but you're actually not blinking. Like,
oh, that's crazy.
Like your muscle reflex to blink is still there and you're doing it with the eye that's not being worked on because it's one at a time. But the one that's being held open, it's just chilling there. And then they have you look at this little flashing green light. I think the first room was like used to make measurements or something. Then like maybe like when they were done with that, you walk into a second room, lay you down again. And this one I could tell was like actually doing the shit because there was all kinds of crazy noises happening.
Yeah.
And like they would fire this thing and you couldn't even tell what's happening. And it would smell almost like something was getting charred or burned. Uh-huh. And I think that was literally like the retina or something like being burned off. You could like smell it. It was so bizarre.
Ugh.
I could smell my own eye burning. but yeah, it was totally painless and I got it all done. And then they have me, what they don't tell you going into it, I will say the LASIK, you know, if you're qualified, it is like a pretty simple procedure.
Yeah.
But what they don't warn you, just for any people thinking about LASIK, is the aftermath. So for the next few weeks, you have to like take these special artificial tears every few hours. And there's also, for 1 week, they have you take two kinds of prescription drops for like four times a day. One is like a, I think, a antibiotic, and one is like a steroid of some kind. I'm giving my eyes steroids, literally. And so yeah, the next week's going to be kind of annoying, like with work and stuff. I got to like put these drops in on the hour sometimes. But oh, after damn. There's like a 6 week period where like you sort of taper off the amount of artificial tears you're doing, then I'll be good to go, theoretically. So
What did you see? What happened? You saw the green light in the first room. What did you see in the second room?
I saw Jesus. No, so
you
the
know
second
what I've
room,
heard?
What's up?
You know, when people get LASIK, I've heard that like their vision goes like completely blank for a couple minutes while their eyes like adjust to like the procedure or something.
Yeah, so I don't fully remember if I ever went like that blank. What I envisioned in my head before doing the surgery was that I would just see like totally white. Because you think like, oh, a bright laser, obviously I'd be like blind for a second.
Yeah.
But if anything, it's just like totally dark. Although like before, although no, I'm pretty sure the whole time I could just always see there's like a circle of green, like tiny, you know, like that pointillism painter, like with the famous scene by like the sea or whatever, with like all like the tiny dots making it up.
Yes.
Like the famous painter who like painted a picture using a bunch of tiny dots to like make it look, if you like stand way far back, it looks like an image.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was like a bunch of tiny points making up this green circle of points with like
red.
Yeah,
so red. That's like a laser.
Yeah. Then there was like red, red things around that.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Damn. That's like a laser head on, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just made that connection when you said that. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's that fuzzy weird shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a laser. Goddamn. They weren't lying. But yeah, so you pretty much just like see the laser, I guess, for the most part. And then the sensation of like the ring in your eye when you can't feel it, it's so bizarre.
So they numbed your eye.
Uh-huh.
So it was just, you couldn't move it.
So you can move it, but the way they have it, like you situated, you can't really like, as long as you just stare straight ahead at this green thing, I think theoretically you can still look around. Uh-huh. But that would mess up the surgery.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, I was doing everything in my power to not fuck this up. So I just like stayed. I just sat there. I looked straight ahead. Wasn't saying anything.
That was so. That'd be so stressful. It'd be like the end of Dead Space 2.
It was. I will admit, a tad stressful. I was like, I don't really know what's happening. Oh, I forgot to mention. Like at certain points, they're literally like rubbing stuff over your eye.
they're like
sponging your eye, but you can't feel a goddamn thing.
Punching
and it's like, this
eye.
Is really weird, man. And the guy doing the surgery, he was even like making call outs to what he was doing. So he's like, sponge.
Making call outs.
You're like, yo, there's a tracer behind. Tracer.
he's good at comms.
He was quite the gaming surgeon.
No commentator's
yeah, I
curse, I
they,
hope.
They were
I
spraying
hope.
Stuff in there. They were rubbing stuff. But it got done at the end of the day. So. What were you saying, SB?
Dude, eye shit skeeves me the hell out. I couldn't imagine doing that.
The way I'm describing it, it sounds skeevy, but when you're there and you like don't feel it, you're like, oh, maybe it's going to be okay.
It just reminds me of, I know, ask me if you played the end of Dead Space 2.
No.
Have you seen the end of Dead Space 2?
Not that I can recall.
Okay, there's an eye moment.
You
gonna
spoil it?
I'm not, I
no,
can't.
No, he's spoiling the eye moment.
You eventually just like shove a needle in your eye, essentially. And there's like, There's a death sequence tied to it if you screw it up. And it's just like this giant needle thing, drill, that kind of like goes into your eye. And if you miss it, there's this whole animation, because Dead Space is known for its death animations for no reason. Just like if you die to like the weakest enemy of all time in Dead Space, there's this really cool death animation to it where it's like it's just like a tiny little skull thing that has little movable legs. And if it kills you, it only has like one health or whatever, like very small amount of health. But if you don't kill it and it kills you, it just removes your head and replaces, like, it's a skull with small little tendrils as legs. It just replaces your head with its.
What the
and
fuck?
It's just like, it's like the coolest little cutscene that you would never get because it just dies so easily. But like with the needle thing at the end, if you screw it up, it just destroys his eye and like drills into his head. And it's just like, it's like, it's a plot point. So like, I won't tell you what the plot point is, but like it's tied to it. But if you get it right, it's just like this little needle that goes into his eye. And then it just comes back out, and it's totally fine.
This
and then
sounds like a WarioWare minigame in Dead Space.
It is kind of. But like every time you're talking about this laser in your eye, I'm thinking about the Dead Space ending, and I'm just like, oh, this is... Like, it's not... like, I know in the moment it won't be that terrifying, or like you didn't experience that fear, but like me thinking about it, I'm like, wow, that's...
Well, you know, now I'm kind of... I'm a tad disappointed that this LASIK surgery spoiled the ending of Dead Space 2 to me.
What have you gleaned from the end of Dead Space 2 right now?
There's a needle and an eye and a
There's
thing
a needle in the eye. Yeah.
There's right. space
Dude,
and
the
dead.
Guy gets LASIK at the end of Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
There is a little bead of blood that comes out when the needle comes out of his eye. And it's just like a little drip. And
yeah,
just
see
like,
that? So thankfully, fun. There was no blood.
Oh, yeah.
That I could see.
But your eye did burn.
Yeah, so you could smell the burning. And then it's so numb. And it stays numb for like the next hour or so. But that's why, like, especially early on, they, like, you very liberally apply artificial tears to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every 50 minutes or so, like, just keep putting them on. Because when the numbness wears off, there was, like, a bit of soreness to both my eyes. They've been through some shit, clearly. And also, the first two nights that you sleep, you wear these, like, clear plastic protective shields so you don't, like, accidentally rub them in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
They're especially sensitive the first few nights, but then after a while, like, it sort of wears down. They sort of come into place. And overall, the aftermath is probably the most annoying part. I mean, like, the eye drops are kind of annoying, but also, even though I technically do now have, for those of you who are owners of glasses or contacts, my prescription was -5.5 as a reference.
That's a little bit worse than mine.
Ooh, what's yours?
Like one's like -4.5 and the other's like -5.
Those are close to mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, coming from a -5.5 to now officially 20/20 vision. However, for the first few days, I don't know how long it takes to wear off. Everything that's like bright in a dark room or like traffic lights or my computer screen, there's this halo effect, not the video game. There's a halo effect where like, it essentially looks like everything has Wind Waker HD bloom to it. And there's just like this, there's like this big like inch or so of like extra light around bright objects. It's kind of annoying, but I can still see well. So there you go.
Wind Waker HD bloom.
Yeah, this picture, it looks like Wind Waker HD bloom at bright objects.
Have you tried going into your graphics settings?
Oh, no. So, you mean in the graphics life. Settings in my eyeballs?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I assumed that was what the LASIK surgeons were tweaking themselves, but
mm-hmm.
I'm no expert in tweaking my own graphic settings. So
the halo effect. Not the game, by the way.
Killionaire. Just everywhere.
Yeah, you just see like +100 every time you kill someone.
I just see like in my eye vision, I see like the halo health bar. Like and then it starts like looking like, ooh.
It's like, oh my shield broke.
My shield's up.
Shield's up.
But yeah, so LASIK was, it was an experience, once in a lifetime experience.
You recalling it. Okay, I want to talk about, so I am this, just the layman when it comes to eyes.
Because you already have perfect vision. Because
I used to have eagle vision in my left eye, like 15/20. Oh,
15/20, goddamn.
Yeah. I don't know if I still do, but I definitely used to. And.
Okay.
Weird flex, but okay. Actually, you know what? Relevant flex, but okay.
Relevant. I haven't talked about, but what is minus 5.5? Is that bad? That sounds really bad.
That's a measurement called diopters. It's just like focus rating. I don't know exactly how it translates.
I think SB knows more than I do.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number means. I think it goes down to like, what, minus 12 or something?
It's just, yeah, I don't know. So at some point, you just like don't have lenses anymore. And it's just like the back of your eye. So I don't know what number that is.
Yeah. And like it goes down and down. And then if it gets too low, glasses aren't even enough. So yeah. It's some sort of like rating scale.
When are you legally blind?
No idea, and I'm glad I didn't have to find out if they messed up the surgery or something.
You aim to the side, it drills into your head.
Wait, see, the laser just turned into a drill. What the fuck?
Yeah, it just drills. But yeah, that's interesting. I wasn't praying for you, but I was like periodically. I wasn't.
What a weird thing to say.
Just so you know, I wasn't praying for you.
I wasn't praying for you, but
I didn't give a shit.
Oh damn.
you made it feel like, well, like even with your retelling, you're just like, yeah, I just did a thing.
Yeah, you know, I was very confident because I've heard from a number of people who've gotten it that it worked out just fine, and this place in particular has gotten like really like raving reviews about it, so they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And this guy's probably done hundreds, if not thousands, of LASIK surgeries. So I'm just like another walk in the park for him, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You don't want to go to like some
guy's third first
world
day doing
country
it.
And get like a $100 procedure or something. Yeah.
I would have saved some money with that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad I had to pay a few thousand dollars to get eyes that are maybe not even as good as Sid's.
Woo.
Dang.
Life is fair. That's how it goes.
I use the blue light glasses now so that I don't damage. No, it's for sleep. Okay.
There you go.
I was just like, oh, it's not damage my eyes. I'm like, no, I don't think that really affects anything. But yeah. So that's the LASIK story.
Yeah.
Hey.
Pretty sick.
So we have other like loaded questions for guests.
Okay.
Yeah. And I
very
did
loaded.
The last podcast, I did the setup for this one.
Oh, shit. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Oh, no. I mean, yay.
Yay.
Okay. So here's our loaded question. Two-part question more recently with your...
Oh, yes.
Your little addendum you added to it.
I got a blurb.
All right. So, SB, picture this, if you will. You are wearing a suit, a nice... You know what? Not better than a suit. You're wearing the outfit you unlock in Mario Sunshine when you get all the shines.
you get all the shines?
Or is it when you... I think sunglasses is beat the game. All the shines is the suit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you're wearing that. It's better than a suit. You are dressed to the nines, ready to go. You're walking into a building. Very nice marble building. I cannot stress enough how much marble there is everywhere.
Marble everywhere.
So you know it's nice.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. A lot of plants, expensive plants. They got a cage with pandas in it just to make it more expensive.
A cage with pandas?
Yes. All right. And you're taking the elevator up to the tippity-top floor. You're getting ready to go in.
The marble elevator.
To get a marble elevator. Yeah. It can barely hold its own weight. They have marble elevator technology. You're walking into the room on the top floor, ready to get interviewed. And you're going to get interviewed by none other, I didn't think of anyone, none other than JJ SRL. He's much more qualified than you, somehow. JJ, he's kind of a whiz. He's become the CEO of gaming, if you will.
He's one of those nerds.
He's one of the nerds.
He is the nerd that we must hire. So JJ, as the CEO of gaming, he wants to interview you. But when you're walking in, you're handing him your resume. Not just any resume, though. Your gaming resume, full of all your greatest gaming achievements. What is on that gaming resume?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And it can be anything.
Doesn't have to be speedrun related. We've explained that in the past.
Well, I mentioned the pinball thing.
That's right. I thought of that.
13 million points.
13 That's million points, JJ. Hear that?
I'm kind of lord at Microsoft Pinball. What else?
What else? What else is there? You know, just put 13 million points. You got the job.
Easy.
Easy.
I remember years and years ago, like after Galaxy came out, like I practiced. There's like a level where you have to collect purple coins on Luigi. I don't know if you remember that level.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
most
yeah.
notorious level in the game, probably.
Yeah,
that's the only. That's the only level I game overed on in my first playthrough.
Yeah, so I practiced on it and like. Because like my dad and I were playing it and stuff, and it was getting it was like really hard. So then I like practice on it, and I like play it, and I get it in like a single try, and I you know I dial them up and say I just did it.
Yo, dang! Sick. I thought you were gonna say you actually managed to get all 150 coins.
Oh, I don't think I was that good.
There are mad lads out there who have done that.
I bet.
Not to one up your achievement, though.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell, Trey?
I'm just like the, wow. like some asshole in the back of the room. Like, it's not that impressive. Come on.
Hey, people have done better.
Hey, yo, you should hire me instead. This guy's not.
There
any particular like Mario World achievement?
I'm trying to think of like these like not really speedrunning things that would be otherwise like unknown.
Yeah, it's more creative that way. I
love hearing that stuff from guests.
Like, remember, okay, so another one is remember back to those like GBA games that didn't say, but they had like passwords instead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had some of those.
Like, there was a couple games I was able to reverse engineer passwords to give myself like stuff early that I wasn't supposed to have unlocked.
Can you give an example?
Like, there was this Hot Wheels game, and basically there's like this tier 2 car that you weren't supposed to have, but by putting like the first few letters of the password a certain way, you got it, like, a whole, like, section of the game early. It was nuts.
What?
I figured that out.
What, was there, like, a certain algorithm to, like, determine what the letters were or whatever?
Yeah, like, the passwords were constructed in a way where, like, it, like, I guess it just, like, the game could find out what you had.
Huh.
Oh.
So, like, yeah, like, the way the letters were arranged was really
so you
weird.
Were the nerd.
Yeah.
He's the first inklings of becoming the nerd. You know, that random thought, sorry to interrupt this resume question. You just unlocked a memory in my head.
Oh, yeah?
Involving passwords. So, you know Pack Attack?
Yeah.
I always rave about the best puzzle game ever, Pack Attack, which is essentially Pac-Man Tetris.
Uh-huh.
I remember I had... Pack Attack was one of the four games on the Pac-Man collection on GBA.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a password system for the puzzle mode or like the mission. I forget what it's called. There was like a mode in Pack Attack. I actually was playing like during intro cutscenes where it's like 100 levels of random arrangements you got to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And randomly, and it has only 3-letter passwords. So like super short, only 3 letters. As a kid, I just like randomly guessed the level 100 password. Nice. I just put in random letters and then level 100. I was like, what the fuck?
Do you remember what it was?
No idea, but I bet that since I have the same brain now, whatever I say is going to be what it is.
Pam.
I'm going to guess, like, I think I had, like, an L or an S in it. I'm going to say, like, LSD.
There we go. LSD was level 100, bro.
It was something like that, though, but I somehow guessed it, and I was like, wow, okay. Shit. Yeah, go ahead with your resume.
Anything else interesting after that?
I mean, it's hard to top pinball, really.
Man, I got so far in that helicopter game that everybody played during computer science class. Oh, man, I got like 13K points. I don't actually know.
Flappy Bird?
The Flappy Bird equivalent?
The original Flappy Bird?
Remember Cube Field?
No.
Oh, what was Cube Field?
It was like you're going through like a... There are like a bunch of cubes coming at you in like a 3D and you had to like go between them.
I do not remember that.
Oh, that was like one of those flash game sites.
It was, was it like that foam game where like everybody has to just fit in between the the like shapes that come towards them, like on in the Japanese game shows?
Similar, I guess. It's just like obstacles.
That's what I think of.
Anyway, but you know, that wasn't really interesting. That was just a
sorry, come on, it was great. It was great.
There were a couple games I like made scripts and mods for.
Ooh, so you got some of that knowledge.
Like that World War II game I was talking about, like you could make scripts for. It actually had like an in-game editor, but it like crashed all the time. It was really horrible. So I found it was like it stores as like a text file, so I found like it's just easier to like make it's like a programming language. It's easier to just use that than the in-game editor to make like missions and stuff. But yeah, that was cool. And then I did some like I made some Minecraft mods.
Oh
yes, plays a lot of Minecraft. The
plays
classic.
A lot of Minecraft. Yes. Yeah.
So I dabbled in that. I learned Java. Well, I took a Java class in college, and then I like expanded my knowledge. Bars.
Dude, go to college, expand your knowledge.
Yeah.
Isn't that like an old, like a shitty old, like poetic saying?
Go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Super dumb.
That's the classic Onage.
So yeah, I like coding. Call me a nerd if you will.
No, never. We would never.
Wow, imagine having relevant experience to a gaming job interview.
Yeah.
Could it be me?
So lame. Wait, you actually worked with these things before? No.
You're just supposed to play them, all right?
Come on. That's what I do.
And then there's the speedrun stuff. That's boring.
It's not pinball.
Yeah.
I feel like I would list some of, like, I would definitely, like, go somewhat into Sunshine for me.
Yeah, to have a diverse list of stuff.
Yeah, I talk about barrel stacking, right?
Dude, barrel stacking would be so sick to
you
put on
your
resume.
You did discover barrel stacking, that's right.
You know what else I discovered?
What?
The Pinatu cannon clip.
Pinatu cannon clip?
Was that
like,
you?
Yeah, like where you dive in.
Did you discover that and then Zelpiku, as a result, put that in the test?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that.
What's the Pinatu cannon clip?
You can dive just like into the cannon, like in the middle of it, in the front.
Oh.
It's one of those like super insanely rare, like once in a lifetime clips, unless you're like a TAS.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it. It just worked.
Yeah. What context? Why were you there? What happened? What? How did you find this?
By accident.
It was just like in a weekly any percent race, like from 2017 or 2018. I think it was 2017.
Did you just like not get a side flip? And then you just dove into it?
I side flipped too far away or something, and I just like dove anyway. I'm like, whatever. And then I went in.
Theoretical couple of frames to save on that IL.
Woo!
There you go.
I feel like it was more than a couple
actually,
frames.
Actually, a couple of days ago, someone just posted about that they did it as well. So in the Sunshine Discord.
Yeah, that would only happen from, like, accidentally going a little bit too short and then just happening to get it.
Yeah.
That reminds me of getting self-fruited King Boo, like, in a run. And, I think
you know
it was, like...
crazy? In my whole... like, I've done 2,600 King Boo attempts.
Yeah.
I've only gotten one self-fruit in the whole grand.
That's crazy.
Really?
It's super rare.
I feel like that's happened to me, like, 3 times ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm the same way. It's like 3 for me, only 1 in that grind.
I think it's only happened once to me, but it was like a week after the English player. I can't remember his name.
Linky?
Starts with a B.
B.
I can't remember. But it was like
Bastin.
Yeah. It was like a week after he had gotten it, and he was just like, oh, and he was like in the chat. He was just like, oh, sick. And I was just like, holy, because I just seen the clip of him, and I was just like, oh, I got the self pepper too. And I remember talking to Trey about it later, and he was just like, yeah, it's happened a few times to me, but like, it's very rare. And I'm like,
very rare. I think my grind has proven how rare it is.
Yeah. Super rare.
If anything.
But yeah, it's just like one of those things, I feel.
But yeah, like it's like one of those things, like, you know, someone's like, oh, I found this, and you're like, actually, that's known. No. You feel like a dick, but it's like, you know, what are you gonna do?
Okay, your two options are saying A, known, or B, yo, nice discovery. Sorry, I'm lying.
Yeah, sorry, I'm lying. I actually knew.
Sorry to break it to you, but you know.
Do you know what feels so good? To say known to Noki Doki. I've said known to Noki Doki once, and it felt so good.
Got to out nerd the nerd.
I know something the nerd doesn't know.
Because for my setup of Pinna 7 quick kill, or like not quick kill, but like Pinna 7 Shadow Mario kill, he did the spam sprays and did like the you know how the beginning of Flood spray like hits the ground in front of you, and like then it just like it wakes up more and then it's further in front of you. I started doing the strat where it's just like do the spam sprays and then you walk right up against Shadow Mario behind him and then press R as he's like able to get hit so that the water hits just in front of you and he dies and you're right there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, cool. And then like months later, or maybe even like a year later, I know Noki Doki like posted in clips being like, does anybody do this? Because this is like a sick strat. And I'm just like, known. And I was just like,
and actually, yeah. Sid, you explained that strat to me while I was streaming one time. Yeah.
I remember that.
And that's when I started doing it. I was like, oh, that's kind of sick. I'll start doing that.
Clap. Dude, people should take my Shadow Mario strats. For Noki, you should steal my Noki 7.
What's your Noki 7?
You just go up behind Shadow Mario, spam spray him once, and then you just spray normally behind him.
Oh, I prefer just doing it twice for safety.
Dude, everybody just spam sprays like an idiot.
I mean, yeah, I spam spray like an idiot, but I feel like, I don't know, I don't trust only once.
No, just do it once.
I can get the one set up to work.
I spam spray a lot because it doesn't like lag. So
yeah, it's like may as well just do twice. Like, come on.
Yeah, but you're right behind Shadow Mario then if you're just following
but
behind him.
But if you're not right behind him, then twice is like assurance that it works.
Get behind him. What are you doing?
But like I suck sometimes.
You got so much time.
But I suck.
Okay.
And it's not about like the time you have. It's like timing the beginning to move forward so you're not like walking into him by accident.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's okay. Yeah, just don't mess up. You know what? You can just get a 140 if you just don't mess up, right?
Hey, JJ, who's behind the desk, you know, he's interviewing SB. He's saying that he's going to steal my Noki 7.
Damn. Yeah.
Hey, that gives me some Wait, cred.
How come I'm just like some asshole in the background and Sid's also here? What the fuck's going on?
I'm not here. JJ's here.
But how did he overheard you explaining that strat, though?
We did, yeah, sure, yeah. In this scenario, sure.
In this scenario,
I'm just sitting beside SB, pelting him with yelling at him about bullshit and sunshine. It's like, hey, it's like the time that I self pepper King Boo.
We're just like the hype men for the person getting interviewed every time.
We're just there.
JJ's like, are these people allowed to be here? It's like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Trey's sitting just outside the elevator. I'm right beside SB. He's just like at the back of the room, just yelling. Is there any more SB?
That was a solid resume.
Hey, yeah. Well, he didn't talk about 120.
Oh, yeah, well, 120 record.
Woo. You know, that'll be on there.
Yeah, that'll be on there.
Over that, though.
Yeah.
Would you say that 120 is your favorite category?
Probably. You know?
Yeah. That makes sense. Why? 100%.
Why is it your favorite?
100% elitism type of thing.
It's because of elitism. That's why. It's the best.
Yeah. No, you know, just like, you know, you do everything. There's so many cool different things. Very different stuff than you wouldn't see in any percent run or any other category.
I like the flexibility of... You can sort of, like, not everyone does every blue coin the exact same way.
Right.
There's a little bit of flexibility there with, like, oh, I can get this coin here instead of here. It's, like, my personal thing I like doing.
And yeah, there's a lot more room so for... there's a lot more room for, like, your personalization of, like, your route and your strats and everything. Because everything's not, like, you know, you have to do exactly these things because of this IL. You know, it's way more free.
I mean, I've got like some personalization any percent where it's like my early game sucks. And nice. Then it's like, I got to get a good late game to make up for it. Let's go.
Guys, I see what you're doing and I'm not going to play 120.
No, but you started learning
anything.
It.
Not me.
What are you going to do 120? You started learning it and you got interrupted by Trial Hundos.
Dude, Trial Hundos is so fun.
Now you're like in purgatory.
Dude, all Plaza Blues.
All Plaza Blues?
Yeah.
That's purgatory if I ever heard of it.
It's hype. I'm 11 seconds off Recce.
And your run had second try jelly skip?
Second try jelly skip. Lost 9 seconds to that.
Which is crazy because it's my method, which is literally infallible.
every time I miss it or get it, I say Trey. Depending on the tone, depending on if I get it or not, the tone changes. Just I miss it, I'm just like, Trey! And I get it, I'm like,
yeah, literally, I told you the strat, you're like, oh, this line, okay, oh, stop hovering here. You get it one time. Oh, I'm good to go. Let's go.
And then I do it in a run and miss it. I'm just like, I hate you, Trey. You suck.
Wow, I can't believe my strats are so good. If you practice them one time, you should have a down pat. But clearly, you're the exception here, I guess.
No, I hate being the exception in a bad way.
But yeah, how? I mean, you're becoming sort of an older boy of Sunshine now. What was like? There's a question here, but I don't know how to phrase it. But it's like, because now you're the 120 guy, you're the head honcho. Sort of summarize the world record history of Sunshine getting, or your name is Sunshine, dude. Fuck.
Sunshine. I can't even say this. Sunshine Beaver.
The progression of SB's 120 PB. From day one. Boom.
We're summarizing this.
Summarize it?
Apparently.
It's been 4 years.
Or were there different eras where it's like, oh, this era I improved this much. Then a few months later I started being like, hey, got some new routing, gonna start doing this, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Well,
there's
sure.
a question here. I don't know how to say it, though.
Yeah, I'd say... I first played 120. I had a 127 in any percent. I got almost a 5 hour first.
Give references of I had this time and this when I got this.
Yeah. So I had an almost 5 hour first run. It's pretty sick. I'm I don't know any of this other stuff. I just want to play.
So you went in first run, pretty much no practice?
Other than any percent, yeah.
See, because me, on the contrary, my first run, ever, was a 409 because I did just, literally, straight up 6 months of just practice leading up to it.
Yeah. Well, you started with 120, right?
Yeah, that was my first thing I did because I was a madman.
Damn, respect. But yeah, I did not start with 120. I played any percent for I don't even know how long it took me. It didn't take me that long to get sub 130. It only took me a couple of months from when I first started playing, which at the time was fast improvement.
Oh yeah, now it is.
Yeah, no.
There are some of these new kids improve hella fast.
Yeah. You mentioning that you got sub 130 pretty quickly, it reminds me of. I feel like I improved really quickly as well because I just randomly popped up on the leaderboard way back in the day. And Trey, I remember every now and then Trey mentions the fact, he's just like, oh yeah, there's just this random sided Williams on the board that has a sub 140. And I'm just kind of there.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it was that many runs. Maybe it was five runs or so. And then I got a sub 140. I don't remember putting a shit ton of time into it, but then everything past that is practice and streaming and GPS was found and then I quit and then all that stuff. But yeah, mentioning the fact that you got sub 130 pretty quickly, I was just like, oh yeah, that is kind of the equivalent, I guess around then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we gonna
my question's stuck, I know.
Trey's long-winded question about just summary of your 120 PB.
It sounded good on paper, but I don't know.
I started collecting blue coins, and then
and then you get it faster and faster, and then eventually you get the record. Boom, easy.
And then you
I remember my sub 3 grind.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sub 3, that's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, when was that? I don't even remember. Couple
after
years ago.
I got it, because I was the first. So at least January 2018, all right, that's the bare minimum.
Yeah, it was probably late 2019 or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, so that was one of my big grinds, in quotation marks. So it was like a huge mental barrier.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, there was like a ton of routes I tried. Like, I wanted to switch things up, make it feel different. You know, and then I ended up getting my first sub 3 on like this whack route, which did, what was it? Like, it did up to pin a 3 and then went to Rico, so you didn't get the extra cutscene.
Oh.
And then it went back.
Was this when like the O-Flaker routing began?
I think this was before that.
Okay.
I don't remember. There might have been some of that, but I didn't really want to do, like, at the time, I didn't want to do Jelly Skip 2 or, you know, like Rocket Reds and Bianco 6.
Sid, blame Sid for Jelly Skip 2.
Yeah. I think I was doing Gelato 600s. That's like the only thing I picked up from that.
Oh, yeah. Gelato 600s was so much better than 3. That's right.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember what Jelly Skip 2 was, and I was just like, what is Jelly Skip 2? And then you saying just like, oh, thanks, Sid. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's my idea.
Oh, yeah, I made that.
Yeah. Well, Shadow Mario really made it. I was just like, hey, you could do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just interested in, like, I guess, maybe even, like, more modern route change stuff, because eventually, like, in the future, I want to make some kind of 120 history follow-up video.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff to cover. It's going to be a lot more in the weeds this time because it's more just intricate route stuff, yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff recently, honestly.
When did Blue Coins Collecting in Noki 8 become not good?
So that's just one of those tiny 1 or 2 second time save things that, uh-huh. you know, people in the community were like throwing around, like, you know. You could do this, but like a lot of people are like, well, it's like a second, so who cares?
Oh, wait, do you no longer get any coins in Noki 8?
You get one, like the last one you'd get in Noki 8 before. Because you could make the first fish cycle now. Like the 96-79 fish cycle.
Oh, yeah.
And that saves a couple seconds.
Better. Oh, is that because like the second? Or wait, so when you get all 4 coins, is that the second fish cycle?
Yeah.
And, like, even that one, you got to wait a little bit.
Yeah, so the cycles line up so they're, like, too long, slightly.
Yeah.
And that's why it saves time. You just get the other 3
and
it's
better
eel.
To just, like, do it on eel where there's, like, no bottleneck in time.
So. Oh, bottlenecks. Dude, bottlenecks suck.
Yeah.
Bottleneck? Noki 3 bottle?
Huh. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of that, too.
I was not. I was thinking about Bianco 100s.
Beyond the hundreds, what?
Well, like, there's a bottleneck at the start. There's a bottleneck at the start where it's just like you gotta spawn the Poke Spread. I've been spending a lot of time doing Bianco 100s over the past.
I hate still doing Bianco 6 100s.
What do you hate about it, SB?
It's just shitty.
It sucks.
I see that SB's a man. SB's a man of class as well.
Like I used to not hate it because like RTA, I think it's fine.
It's okay.
Like,
I will admit, like, in runs, when you don't really care about, oh, God, this flower bed better fucking work.
Yeah.
Then it's like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But when it has to be perfect, it's like, okay, this is a pain.
Yeah, when everybody gets good at the level and I have to, like, compete for an IL world record, I'm just like, well, I have to get a good spider or, okay, resetting. Okay, oh, well, I got to get a good flower. Oh, yeah, I'm resetting. And then it's tough, but...
And then one time you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do Trey Strat, and then boom, 201.
No, Trey Strat. Easy. Nobody does Trey Strat.
I think Trey Strat
What's
theoretically
Trey Strat?
Could save time, but... So Trey Strat, I'll explain it because I'm Trey.
Hi. Hey, Trey, how's it going, man?
So after you bounce from the spider, like approaching the bridge with the coins underneath it, right?
Yeah.
Rather than bouncing up to it from below and like climbing around getting them... You would bounce from the spider in such a way that you end up falling, timing a hover into the coins, then just diving from there.
Oh, shit.
And that, I think it can be fast, but it's very tough and like very spider position dependent and stuff. But it can be done. I've done it before. So.
Wow.
I have not fucked with it. I described it once. And showed my...
You tried to show it off and did, like, the worst... Like, landed on a rope above you And you're like, I don't know, it's like this, and like missed it entirely. It's like, yeah, wow, great demonstration, Sid.
I grabbed onto the ledge of the bridge and like dropped down and like hovered backwards for a second. And then I was just like, well, yeah, you get the idea. And Trey's just like, well, that was great. That was so awesome.
10 out of 10 demonstration. Way to go.
But yeah,
I can begin.
I've been playing Bianco 6-1. I did get the world record.
Oh.
By 2 frames.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
You never told me that. Good job, dude.
I have the world record now. Ooh. It took me 6 hours in that one session.
6 hours of Bianco 600s.
See, I respect that. And you know what? The longer you spend grinding, the more respect I got.
Dude, it's so sad because I got like a 2-second PB right away. I got a 204.77 like 20 minutes in. And I was like, free. And then I played 5 more hours and got the record.
Like, did you add like any new strats or like doing the same movement as before?
Oh, I took the redacted strat you recommended.
I told you it was good. See, it's good. Right?
Which one is that?
It's just like there's a water slide at the beginning off the wall at the top. Instead of just diving what I used to do, you just kind of like just take you take advantage of the momentum you get and then spam spray the flower bed, which is just like, yeah, it makes sense. I don't think it saves that much time because the bottleneck is still spawning the Poke Sprout heads.
Right.
So it's just, yeah, you just have to like, yeah, you just have to like get close enough and spawn them. And it doesn't matter when I've continued so many attempts. It's just like, oh, these flower beds kind of sucked. But like, if you walk towards the Poke Sprout at roughly the same time, the bottleneck is the same. So it's just kind of like, it doesn't really matter. For the IL, it just matters like the spiders, because they each save like what I estimate like a second and a half each. If you get good spiders and then, or something like that, maybe a little less. And then each flower bed at the end. Like, I think a perfect IL would definitely sub 2. But it's just like, it's just so hard. Like, my record right now is a 203.95.
Hey, which first is, 203, there we go.
First 203. But it's like, there are so much, like, if you just have everything go perfect, like the spam sprays we were talking about way earlier, where it's just, like, if you have the perfect spam sprays and have all the flowers open as you get there, that, like, saves, it could save 3 seconds or something, and then get, like, a 158 or a 157 if everything goes perfect, perfect, perfect. But it's just, like, it's so dumb. It's so
spam
dumb
spray
to do.
RNG, spider RNG, oh. I don't understand how you deal with that.
And the only reason that I played the level was because Jeff Compass was talking about trying to meddle in it. And it was just like, oh, I'm trying to meddle in this level. And Shadow Mario and Ramato were also trying to meddle because apparently they're doing the Bianco segment in the relay coming up. And I was just like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then I was just like, well, I should try my hand because I was in like Modest Tomatoes chat. They were talking about like the IL boards and like everybody going for records in order to take them back from redacted and whatever. And I'm just sitting there going like, yeah, I guess I should try my hand at this stuff. And then 6 hours into my Bianco grind, I'm like, this sucks. Like, this sucks so hard.
It took 6 hours to say this sucks.
Well, I knew it's like, dude, if you were there for the stream, I think it was the least fun I've had doing a stream in so long.
Damn.
But I got the record and I felt no satisfaction. Like, I got the record and I was just like, I can improve this. I got the record and kept playing for another hour and a half, and I was just like, I should have just left it. This sucks.
Wow.
It's just not fun. And, like, I got it, thumbs up, but, like, I ended on a low note still. Like, it was just, it's tough. Bianco 6-100s is just a tough thing to try to IL.
Oh, and then the second part of that thing we never got to.
Oh, yeah.
And actually is a thing that we may have foreshadowed earlier in this episode. What would you say is your special skill in gaming?
Oh.
Like, let's say, like, you have a resume, like, you have a special skills section. What's, like, your special skill? Is it, like, I don't know, like, Sid's patience?
Yep.
I guess.
I would say determination.
That's a big speedrunner one. We were mentioning a word earlier. What was it? It was, like, that'd be goal setting. You said goal setting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? It's like, you're the goal setter.
Uh-huh.
I would say, like, to build on that, like, I don't know how much, like, of a raw talent person I would consider myself. Like, I'm more about, like, the hard work, you know?
I'm just the same way. I have, like, no talent.
It's just like, you know what? I don't care what these people say. I don't care about, you know, my ability. You know, I'm going to work at this shit, and I'm going to leave these other people in the dust, because they don't want it as bad as I want it. You know, that kind of stuff.
Hell yeah.
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 That's some motivating
respect,
stuff.
Respect.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's actually like a solid note to end on.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was a yeah. good'un. That was a good'un.
Yeah, it was one of them good'uns.
Yeah, basically, never give up.
Never give up, folks.
Yeah.
Well, SB, do you have any like shout outs you want to give?
Yeah. Shout outs to
just leave it on
cut it there.
Yeah, just end the podcast there, literally just edit and cut it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh man. Yeah,
yeah.
So about those shout outs.
So what about those
shout outs to paper?
Yes, oh, there yeah. we go.
For being a constant source of pushing me in 120, yeah. pushing me to be my best self and
you
other
know,
stuff.
Paper pushed me in 120 as well. We have that commonality.
Yeah, shout out to the two of you for having me here today.
Got your back.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And for being good friends and all that.
Hell yeah.
Likewise.
Oh, whoops.
I'll always enjoy seeing SB show up in the chat or showing up for the Mario 64 randos.
Oh, yeah. I just got to say, like, SB definitely has, like, a meme-y way with words in a way. Like, when he's in my chat, I don't know. It's just got some funny material there in my
SB,
chat.
SB, what's your command in my chat?
what was it? I'm unable to continue this conversation further as I was merely quoting an anime girl's catchphrase.
Nice. Just like, that's verbatim something SB wrote in my chat once that I was just like, I need to make that a command.
Yeah. Sometimes I can shitpost too much, but mm-hmm. you know, it's whatever.
But yeah, it was nice having you on.
Yeah.
Sign us out, dude.
Oh, I'm signing out. Okay, so that was episode 20 of season 2 of, or take 20, I guess, of episode 1 of season 2 of episodes of Video Games Are Hard, of Episodes Are Hard. But yeah, we're on Google Podcasts and Spotify. We're on the YouTube channel, Sid N. Trey. If you want to subscribe there, go comment on the video. We like to respond to as much as we feel comfortable responding to, at the very least. And
I love the comments.
We love the comments. Trey's been more on the ball than I have lately, but
I've been replying hella last episode.
Talking about your late, everybody's just like, congrats on LASIK, and now they're just going to be congrats on actually having it done now. But yeah, thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
See you.